Where do you want to start with that then?
You know what I tell my about referees here?
Four's open. Do you want to start with the referee?
No, I'll let you report it the way you've seen it. Right? Critical decisions. The big boy's 6'7", he does it out for a back kick, and he's the only person in the whole ground that sees it as a corner. And they score for the corner. Confirm what I'm talking about. Where was that corner away? Maybe seen it as a corner. The Dunfermline player said it wasn't a corner. That's a critical decision at that time in the game. Now, the whole game, Dunfermline's pace caused us real problems.
You respect that though.
My boys are just half an icer. With critical, important times in the game, Omar Kadir and Bobby Lynch, they've got three chances at 1-0 to bury it in front of it, and they go, you know, don't be, I'm not touching it, because my goalie in the first half is, I never seen the goal, gentlemen, so I can't comment on it, but apparently he must have been at fault for it, right? But he's never had a safety mate in the whole first half. He never had a safety mate, so you're coming to Dunfermline and they've not had a shot. Made a goalkeeper save, so I'm quite angry and disappointed that we went in 1-0 down. We've got a corner, right? It goes way past, two passes later, the substitute came on, had a magnificent pass, 60 yards. Roy Williamson strunts forwards, and it's 2-0. The game's finished then. So Dunfermline deserved to win the game. They were good, but don't get too kindy. There was a few chances there for us, particularly 1v1s, and I thought Bobby Lynn could have done a lot better. But I did take nothing away from it. Dunfermline, their pace caused us real problems.
Down the wide side. Sorry, your fans will always back in, fans will always criticise referees, but they were just sitting along for us, weren't they? And they were starting to give the referee standing ovations when he goes up and right. So, you've got a fair point.
I'd need to see the sending off again. The boys are all giving me a bit of stick, Dunfermline fans. I know I've said it, I don't know. I actually didn't see it, I've got to say to you, so I can't say anything about it, but I've been in the game far too long. It's not a thing I like to see fans clapping at somebody getting sent off. It's not a thing I've done when I was here at Dunfermline. But if it was a sending off, it's a sending off. The game was finished at that time at 3-0. But I didn't think, gentlemen, seriously, the referee covered his shell in any glory at all. He's booked 5 of my players tonight. He's not booked a Dunfermline player. Aye, he has.
He booked one.
Aye. No, booked one. I'm not in any shape or form saying it's referee fault that we will be seeing him. Dunfermline deserved to win the game. I was very impressed with him, particularly their pace. But hey, maybe some other teams will take advantage of the chances that we created tonight. So we're not in. I said at the start of the week against Dundee United that I'm not caring where we are in this League Cup section. I'll use it for fitness levels. You can see that we're going to be in contention in our league because we've got a reasonable side. So I'm from that point of view, I'm very happy to see what's in front of us from now on. All right, thanks. Okay.